Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. You know, when we started these several years ago, the purpose was that, like me and every person I know, we need a little cup of encouragement to keep going. I wake up in the mornings and I head downstairs to start my Bible reading time and meditative time. And one of the first things I do is get a cup of coffee. You know why I get that cup of coffee? One, it's a habit. And two, it's something that in the morning just kind of refreshes me and gets me off to a start. Well, I think we all need the habit of receiving a cup of encouragement as well. So would you share these with other folks? A few thousand folks listening to us, and we want many more to receive a cup of encouragement. Today, let me take you straight to the little book of 2 John. And the little book of 2 John in verse 5, this is talking about how we live in the truth. You know, Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And in this text, John is saying, and now I want to urge you that we should love one another. This is not a new commandment, but one we had from the beginning. Love means doing what God has commanded us, and He has commanded us to love one another, just as you heard from the beginning. So John is reminding you and I that no matter who other folks are, where they've come from, what they have or don't have, whatever their ethnicity or faith background is, John is saying that the command given from God Himself is overwhelmingly clear. We are to love one another. Well, how is it that we love one another in a world that kind of pits us against one another? I mean, everywhere you turn, we find strife and we find segregation. Now, that could be racial. That could be political. That could be theological. It could be in the church. We have just great diversity in this wonderful land. We have great diversity. Wherever you put two or three people together, you've got radical diversity. You know, one of the great pieces of diversity found in the church is spiritual growth and spiritual maturity. I mean, more so than socioeconomic changes or educational changes or ethnicity, the greatest challenge in the church when it comes to our differences is the fact that we have different levels of spiritual maturity all throughout ourselves. And you know, if you stood on a continuum where it went from I have zero spiritual maturity to this endless degree that I'm growing closer to God, a church doesn't stand on that continuum. Individual people do. And we tend to vary where we stand on that journey of spiritual maturity, all based on this one thought: how we love one another. The most significant part of growing spiritually mature is to hear what God has commanded and then act out of love and act out of obedience to that command. So when John says we should love one another, this is not a new commandment, but one we had from the beginning. Love means doing what God has commanded us, and He's commanded us to love one another. Then friend, He didn't put any parenthetical statements around that. He didn't say, love one another who look like you, walk like you, talk like you, believe like you. He said, love one another. Now, that means that if you grew up in a faith system that was built around hating or trying to demonize some other body or group of people, well, that's not loving one another. And you say, well, Chuck, I don't want to accept that. Well, loving one another doesn't mean you accept it. Loving one another means that you genuinely love the person, because this is what God called us to do. Today, wherever you may come and go, God is going to put people in your path to prove if you can love them. When that flash that goes across your mind that may be based on a racial bias or it may be some basis of theological device, don't take the bait. Stop for 2 seconds and think, am I truly loving one another? Because my friend, this is what it is like to walk in peace, with power, and with great direction when we honor and obey God's command to love one another. Find somebody today that you can just love and just encourage. Just love them. My friend, I trust you'll go in peace today and you'll enjoy the peace and the power and the joy of being obedient and walking with Christ as you love one another. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.